Amazon may have one of just about everything on its massive shelves, this one of its many fulfillment centers, the size of 28 football fields. The company has become the most highly valued retailer in the world, outranking Walmart. But as other tech companies outdo each other with employee benefits, for example, Netflix recently announced it would give a year-long parental leave to male and female employees. An article in Sunday's New York Times suggests Amazon is taking a contrary direction.
There is definitely a sense from people that we talk to that Amazon does not really care about their personal lives. You can't reveal any weaknesses or you will be in trouble.
Even an Amazon recruitment video acknowledges it isn't the work environment for everyone.
You love it or you don't. There is, you know, no middle ground, really.
The Times recounts several alarming anecdotes from former employees, from one who said, "Nearly every person I work with, I saw cry at their desk, men included," to a woman who miscarried twins but went on a business trip the next day. Her boss, she says, told her, "I'm sorry, the work is still going to need to get done." And another woman who had thyroid cancer and was given a low performance rating after she returned from treatment. But today, Nadia Shorabora told us in her 9 years as an executive at Amazon, that's not what she saw.
When I read the article, it sounded absolutely horrible, but it just didn't resonate with the company I worked for many years.
In a CNBC documentary last year, John Rossman and Randy Miller, former executives at Amazon, said CEO Jeff Bezos does set a high bar.
He has a low tolerance for thinking small, acting small, or not being extremely sharp.
Or rationalizing. If you start giving rationalizations and excuses.
Or pointing the other direction.
He'll slash you to shreds. He's got a very effective, sarcastic bent.
But that certainly wasn't the tone Bezos took in an email yesterday to his 150,000 employees, telling them he wouldn't want to work for the company described by the Times and saying, quote, "Hopefully you don't recognize the company described. Hopefully you're having fun with a bunch of brilliant teammates helping invent the future and laughing along the way."